This is from the PFD Journal here. Today's date is 10/08/2025. The patient is 4. Jacob Garcia. Garcia spells G-A-R-C-I-A. Jacob spells J-A-C-O-B. Date of birth is 09/01/1977. This is a 48-year-old gentleman. Here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Garcia has a history of gout, Crohn's disease, neuropathy, hypercholesterolemia, and hypertension. Is there for follow-up for these conditions? And medication refill, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today it says he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 115/78. Pulse 73. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort in the range of motion, base weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, and 3 cranial nerves, 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is chronic gout. Number 2, Crohn's disease. Number 3, neuropathy. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia. Number 5, hypertension. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was off with a lab. He indicated he will not be able to get labs done today, but will have it done in his next visit. He quoted funding as the main reason for his inability to have labs drawn today, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Simvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, prednisone, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication. Next paragraph. Next medication, colchicine, 0.6%, correction, 0.6 milligrams. He will take 2 PO at onset and repeat 1 PO in 1 hour, but will not exceed 3 pills in 24 hours. Number 12, next medication, Indocin, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily, 1 PO twice daily for 21 days. Number 42, next medication, Lyrica, 100 milligrams, you take 1 PO BID for 90 days. Number 180, 180, no refills. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was reminding him about the importance of labs, and he says he understands but does not have the funding to have labs done this time. End of dictation.